USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the CDC's update to its mask-wearing recommendations, many have expressed confusion over the reasoning behind the need for people who are vaccinated against COVID to begin wearing masks indoors again. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, says masking up is an important thing to do in areas with high spread of the Delta variant of the virus. He tells CNN that new data shows that vaccinated individuals are still capable of spreading the Delta strain if they become infected.
Vaccinated people are capable of getting the virus in their nose and throat, and they do seem to have high enough levels of virus that they might be contagious. And hence the reason, if you're in a community where this virus is spreading, which is about 75% of counties right now, it is prudent to put on a mask, even if you're vaccinated, just in case you might be somebody who's currently spreading it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A federal moratorium on evictions expired late Saturday night, with millions fearing that they will soon be forced from their homes. Some adding that it also adds to the risk for COVID spread. Brad Bernards reports.
Anger and frustration mounted as President Joe Biden showed no signs of reversing plans to allow a nationwide eviction moratorium to expire at midnight Saturday. One Democratic lawmaker even camping outside the Capitol in protest as millions of Americans were about to be forced from their homes. Congressman James P. McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts and chairman of the House Rules Committee.
Research tells us that if someone is evicted, they are most likely to move in with friends or family or into a shelter. That only increases community spread and leads to more infections.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said Sunday that the White House and members of her own party were to blame for the moratorium's expiration. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help Central American countries address them. The plan coming as apprehensions at the southern border are at a 20-year high, with more than 1.1 million recorded in the first 6 months of 2021. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd said he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue, on our own border.
If you look at the strategy, it's very flowery political speech. That's all it is. There's no substance to it whatsoever. They talk about the what, but they don't talk about the how. They talk about what they want to accomplish, but they don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.